Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
I am exaggerating, but exaggerating slightly. First 40 minutes, you had about a minute of offense, and you scored two goals. This game is goofy, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought the second period, you know, I just thought, the, you know, we actually, we watched a little tape between, it was the first six, we outshot attempted them, what was it, 28 to 9 in the second period, Brian? I think shot attempts were 28 to 9, and it was about the first 6 minutes. That one shift of Owen and Lucas and Icy was a two-and-a-half-minuter. But other than that, about the 14-minute mark, the ice got tilted. In the last 10, I mean, I thought we dominated the last 10 minutes of the second period, dominated. So I'll give them credit for the first 25 that they took care of us, 26. But after that, I thought it was the Beavs. And then I thought the third period, we played heavy. We played heavy.
We played smart, determined.
We played smart. You want whatever it was. But, I was proud of the guys.
What sort of adjustment did you make, Tom? Because certainly, I think I know.
Nothing. You guys have seen this game your whole lives. It's just, this is what happens. Nothing. There's going to be momentum shifts all the time. The will of a human being, Bisc goes a long ways. And in a collective group, what they can accomplish and what they want to accomplish, it's just, this game is weird. And one shift can do that. One shift can turn the tide, and that's what happened tonight.
Well, they had a lot of zone entry. Obviously, they were flying in the first, but
no question. Bisc, and that was our problem. You're spot on right there. We had a hard, like, the layers, our layers weren't good, and they had way too much space between the blue and the blue, and we weren't taking away the middle of the rink very well, and no, there were some dicey moments, and we didn't really talk too much about that between the first and second. Even we talked about it as a staff, but I didn't want to bring it up to the group. In these particular games, guys, you can't overcoach, and the guys, you got to let the players play. They understand and they know what to do. Coaches can get in the way sometimes, and a lot of it's, a good friend of mine, he's a pro, he's one of the director of player personnel in the National Hockey League, and he said this to me about 4 or 5 years ago, and even in the National Hockey League, just skate. It's weird. If you just skate and just skate, everything takes care of itself. It's amazing. But, you know, you play with a high pace, have a motor, do everything at a high tempo. It's amazing how much success you can have is what I'm getting at. And you can defend, you can attack, you can do a lot of different things. And I thought we started skating, and that was the guys on their own is what I'm getting at, guys.
A lot of empty net goals are easy goals. Those two goals might have been the hardest two working goals I've seen in a couple of months.
Oh, gosh.
Like Alex Adams' sheer effort and just strong.
No
along
doubt.
The wall, getting to the puck. And then Ross Armour just diving towards the puck, every effort he can possibly get.
Well,
two great plays.
Absolutely. And Adzi's was big. That was a bouncing puck. And that was from 100 feet away. So that wasn't that's no cakewalk either. People think it's easy to score from 100. Not when you get somebody racing down on you. You got crappy ice, and it's bouncing.
Zach Driscoll kept you guys in it long enough. I mean, that's his job. I get that. But, boy, he's been good as of late.
Oh, boy. That first period. And that first period, he made it with 3-4 saves. And at the first period, they just couldn't get number two. And if they would have got number two, we all know that could be a whole
lights
different.
Lights out. We'd be back here tomorrow.
No. I can't say that, well, Schultze. We've come back from some two-goal deficits this year, too. We did it, you know, so I'm not going to say that. But obviously it's an uphill battle. I'm not going to deny that. But I'll never sit there and say lights out. But, you know, it gets to three, then it's probably lights out.
See you next week in Mankato,
Okay,
Tom.
Guys. Thank you.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.